It's absolutely fascinating to see what Wall Street is projecting right now. We're looking at between $700 billion and $725 billion in AI infrastructure investment. Everyone is so excited because they expect AI to be this massive productivity engine, automating operations, reducing labor costs, and really boosting those corporate profit margins.
It is an exciting time, no doubt. However, there's a serious counter-narrative we need to consider. Binance co-founder Changpeng Zhao is challenging the prevailing idea that AI can actually serve as a financial safeguard against inflation.
And that's a really important distinction. His core argument draws a fundamental line between investing in a technology sector versus investing in a true monetary asset. You have to ask yourself what you're actually buying.
Exactly. AI is fundamentally a productivity play. It's designed to generate future economic output and drive efficiency, but it's not a monetary instrument.
Right. While AI can absolutely create wealth, it can't inherently protect your capital from currency debasement. When central banks expand the money supply, AI doesn't preserve your purchasing power.
This is where Bitcoin comes in. Bitcoin was explicitly engineered to solve that exact problem of monetary debasement. It serves a completely different function in the economy.
I love this part. It operates on a mathematically enforced supply cap of 21 million coins. Its scarcity is completely independent of corporate earnings reports, regulatory shifts, or those stressful central bank policy meetings.
That structural design is what allows Bitcoin to function as a decentralized store of value and a direct hedge against inflation. It's about preservation of value.
And it's worth noting that Zhao's position isn't that AI is a poor investment. He's just saying it serves an entirely different financial purpose, which is so crucial for clarity.
Precisely. You invest in AI to participate in technological advancement and corporate growth. You invest in Bitcoin to preserve wealth against fiat currency erosion. They are tools for different jobs.
I think the broader market perspective is finally catching up to this. We're increasingly seeing AI and Bitcoin treated as complementary assets rather than competing ones. It's not one or the other.
That's true. AI adoption is heavily tied to corporate balance sheets, interest rates, and regulatory environments, driving economic expansion. Its drivers are very corporate-centric.
Whereas Bitcoin's price dynamics are influenced by macro liquidity, adoption curves, and network security, it's a whole different ecosystem.
Conflating the two leads to misaligned expectations and poor capital allocation. Investors get burned when they expect a tech stock to act like a currency.
So, let's break down some critical takeaways for investors. These are straightforward but vital. First up, define your objective before allocating capital.
This is key. AI and related tech sectors are optimal for capturing technological innovation and corporate profitability. Know what you're chasing.
And Bitcoin. It's optimal for preserving purchasing power against inflation and monetary debasement. It's your shield.
Second, recognize distinct market drivers. Technology investments fluctuate with corporate earnings and economic cycles, while Bitcoin responds to monetary policy, liquidity conditions, and network fundamentals.
Number three, avoid the single asset trap. It's a mistake to expect a technology sector to act as a currency hedge or to expect a digital asset to deliver tech stock growth mechanics.
And finally, build intentionally. A resilient strategy separates productivity plays from store of value assets, allowing you to benefit from both technological progress and monetary preservation without conflating their purposes.
That is such a powerful way to think about it. As economic landscapes shift, Investors who clearly distinguish between growth-oriented technology and inflation-resistant monetary assets will be so much better positioned to navigate market cycles and allocate capital effectively.